Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's a forum online where people are talking about the things that people might think are a sign of intelligence, but they're actually not. And this actually comes to us from BuzzFeed and takes us to...
The Men's Room Top 10! The Men's Room Top 10!
Oops!
The top 10 signs of intelligence that don't actually mean you're smart. I quote the great Carl Sagan, "The brain is like a muscle. When it's in use, we feel very good." I know another muscle that feels good when in use, Steve.
Thank you.
I'm talking about my quads.
Ah, yes, of course.
Feel the burn. Like when you pee.
It's getting deep over here. So these are the signs of intelligence that actually don't mean that you're smart. At number 10, they say using big words. Some people use big words to sound intelligent, but in reality, they aren't saying anything at all.
It depends. Some people always use big words, and I go, that is how they speak.
Right? Sure.
There's other people where, like, you just learned this on Wheel of Fortune last night, didn't you?
Right.
You can just tell.
I love the ones that know one big word, and then they will use it about four times
all the time.
The same sentence.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
They will use it every single time.
They love you just found that word, didn't you? Also, broaden your vocabulary to know what these big words are, and then just listen to how people are using them. You will find that they'll sometimes use the same description, just two different big words to mean the same description.
Yep.
Like, okay. You'll find that they aren't saying a
doggone. Right, they're just getting redundant.
Right. At number 9, starting a thought or article with, "according to science." There's so much crap out there that isn't, quote, according to science at all, but people use the phrase to seem more factual than they really are. If you're reading an article that says, according to science, Ted actually mentioned this yesterday, look towards the bottom. They tend to have their sources if they're credible.
Right.
Find the science.
Yeah, find the science.
Find the science.
I feel like the only people I know that say that actually know science, though.
Really?
Man. Yeah.
I feel like the people that say that, it's unlikely that I will believe you, which maybe that's just on me.
Sure.
It's one thing to say science. It's another thing when you talk about this specific scientific discipline, because there's a difference between medical science and astrophysics.
Right.
Right? So if somebody says, well, man, according to the latest astrophysical, you go, okay, they're probably onto something.
Right.
Versus science. Like, science is a lot of freaking things, man.
It is.
It is a lot of different things.
It is. My favorite's the science that they don't want you to know.
But, like, whose science, right? Because I can say, hey, according to science, you should do blank if you have a cold. Well, what's your science? Okay, well, they're a botanist.
Right.
Now, he's a scientist.
Yeah.
This
right.
is his home remedy, but it's like, come on, man. It means nothing.
Right. Mathematics.
Right.
Well done. Number 8 of the signs of intelligence that actually don't mean you're smart. Doesn't mean to say that you're not actually smart. It's just this doesn't mean it. The simple fact that somebody has a YouTube channel, all of a sudden they are seen as an authority on a subject.
Really?
Yeah. Especially based on how professional the video will look. If the video looks clean and, you know, clean pressed, and they talk with authority, that's a big one. If you talk with authority, especially on that YouTube channel, people will just kind of accept what you say.
I mean, right. If it's DIY-ish stuff, and I can see that you have successfully done something, I'd be more apt to believe it.
Sure.
Right.
But there's a lot out there where people will basically just have a webcam in whatever room that they're in their house, and then, let's talk about
And it could be you, and they'll get a ton of followers. It look very professional.
Absolutely.
The other one I hate too is a lot of those people too. It's just like, have you ever thought about it? Is it a coincidence? Like, they don't say anything. They have no facts.
Right.
They're just going, well, this could have happened, and that's why this is happening.
Like, right.
Christ almighty.
Keep in mind, asking the question is the first part, the initial part of the scientific method.
Right, that's it.
The rest is on you to answer the question.
Yeah.
Don't just think about it. Don't hypothesize. Study. Figure it out.
There you go.
Number 7, criticism. It says it's easy to dole out, so people use it to look smart. As you just said, have you thought about it? Well, have you considered this? Okay, well, let's consider that. Let's broaden this topic. You're right. I didn't consider this. You're right. I didn't think about it.
I can tell why I did not think about
that. Let's take this thought to its fruition. That's what I like to say. Take the thought to the fruition.
Right. I was just saying, that was not well thought out.
Right. That's the other...
God, that was dummy.
These are the signs of intelligence that actually don't mean you're smart. Quote, I'm a PhD student, and one thing that really irks me is using academic jargon and long-winded terminology. Just because you know a couple fancy words doesn't mean you're intelligent. It is usually an indication of the opposite. If you can't explain it to a 10-year-old, you're not that clever, is what I've told undergraduate classes before. And I actually like that description.
That's fair.
You know, don't...
If you can explain this to a child for them to understand, I mean, you have a good grip on what it is.
Especially if you're a specialist in something. Dumb it down for the rest of us.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
And that's why your doctor will walk in and be like, you broke your leg. But if you overhear them talking, I'm not a carpal tunnel.
The femur will snap.
But they just tell you, like, yeah, you're in pain. All
right,
cool.
Right. And I've had strong feelings on certain things, and I've used arguments that I didn't even understand. And then I realized that the reason why I had those arguments is because they confused me into complacency.
Right.
You're right. I can't answer what you said.
Number 5, fast talking. People often assume I'm intelligent because I speak fast. That's how I got ahead in life.
Right.
Fast talking.
Yeah, I wouldn't think you're smart or stupid one way or another. I just think, boy, they talk fast.
I think that kind of goes to the same of confusing into complacency, is that I don't give you a challenge, a moment to challenge my thinking.
Right.
I just don't end my sentence. I'm going to keep on running until I get to the ending point. I'll even hold up a hand to tell you, like, don't fight me on this, because I'm going to give you, like, 9 other points that you'll have to consider before we get to the end. By then, you're exhausted. You don't want to hear it anymore.
And I don't care.
I'm going to stand on this one. Let's go back 9 pages.
I'm just saying, you're right. What you just described, I'm just like, that's way too much. I don't care.
Exactly.
Like, you've lost me.
Right. I'm out.
Ted, you just don't understand.
I'm hoping for one on this list.
Let the professionals handle this one, Ted. Okay?
Yeah.
You know what? We'll do the thinking for you. These are the signs of intelligence that don't really mean that you're smart.
Don't hurt your pretty little brain.
Confidence and arrogance. A guy confidently yelled at me, and he knew what confirmation bias and cognitive dissonance are in a disagreement. I asked him to explain them for the group, since they may not know. He almost dissolved in embarrassment because he didn't actually understand the concept.
Yeah, that happens quite a bit.
Right.
Yeah.
Like especially I in said, politics.
Mm-hmm.
If you talk with authority, people will just believe you.
Well, sure.
Correct.
Until you challenge them on it.
And some people do it as like a... It's also like some people just do it because they do it. But don't be afraid to challenge those people.
You bet.
Like some of them, if they're faking it or whatever, yeah, they'll react bad. But a lot of people too will just stop and go, oh, yeah. Well, I'll explain that to you. You know what I mean?
One thing that I have found is truly smart people love to have their minds and mentalities challenged.
For sure.
Yeah.
That's kind of why they're smart.
They seek knowledge.
Right.
They seek looking at it from every angle. So if you challenge somebody on a thought and they get mad, you may want to put an asterisk next to them.
How do you not know what that means? Like, all right, so you know one subject.
Right.
Good
job. You condescending.
Number 3, money. I have it, you don't, therefore you should listen to me. For the love of God.
That's a big one.
That's a big one.
We equate a lot of intelligence with people who have made a lot of money.
That's correct.
I know, the Kardashians, I can't think of anyone smarter.
Absolutely.
Ever.
Well, they clearly know what they're doing. They have all the money.
Mm-hmm.
That's all the reason. Number 2, good memory. It says it can be a sign of intelligence, but not a guarantee. Lots of kids just memorize facts and get good grades, but they can't apply those facts to real life. I was
that
one of those kids.
Absolutely.
I was really, really good at I had a giant memory bank, but I didn't make it all make sense. That's why I say here, and just within the last 5 years, I've woken up. I've actually started engaging my brain into the knowledge that I actually have. the
why
words,
does this matter? Right.
But right. The words I'm saying are starting to make sense.
It's the difference between literacy and comprehension. So like my kids have to read a book, right?
Correct.
And I read the book, and I know they can read. And then you ask them about the paragraph they just read, and they struggle. I'm like, you need to work on your comprehension. Right. Saying words out loud doesn't take anything.
And some people are just book smart on a different set of circumstances.
And that's where I was.
100%.
I was book smart. Mm-hmm. You asked me a question, I could give you the answer. Now, what that meant.
Right. Yeah. There's no context.
I can tell you I'm one block away from you, and you wouldn't be able to find me.
Right. What that means is I'm going to recite the paragraph. That's what it means. Right. I don't know what that means.
I was guilty of...
Where is Miles? Miles!
Back to the comprehension. I'd read a paragraph and have to go back because I daydream.
Right.
Read the whole thing over again.
I'm going to say, I have a very good memory, but like reading textbooks and then doing a test, that was different.
Which amazes me, Ted, because you're right. You have an incredible memory of some of the most fascinating things that I have ever heard come out of your mouth. And I sit there like, why do you know this?
Because I care.
I want to walk through the library that is your brain and just know the random crap that's so interesting that you know.
While you're in there, crack a Miller Lite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good man. But this is the number one thing, the number one sign of intelligence that doesn't actually mean that you're smart. No kidding. Being a contrarian. Disagreeing with everything as believing everything.
No, they're just annoying.
Where was spelling?
Spelling.
That's what I was ready. Like, come on, tell me number one is spelling. Well, or grammar. Like,
there's
a
whole bunch on this. Yeah.
People always say, oh, you have poor grammar. Like,
yeah, all right. There was a comedian.
You're good at spelling.
I don't know if you guys know this comedian, John Caparulo. He had a great joke. He had a great joke. He's, you know, people are stupid, and it doesn't matter how many languages they speak. That guy's not an idiot. He speaks like 9 languages. It's like, okay, that means 9 different languages can tell he's a dumbass.
Right. People in multiple countries know that he's an idiot.
Right. He ain't saying smart stuff. He just speaks different.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.